This is Hank FM, and it is
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Yeah. Here's the good news.
And a Tuesday edition of
Not Necessarily the News.
Where we hold microphones close to things that happen.
Let's start right out.
Yep.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, Hanksters. How are you kids doing on our Hank Facebook Live? Stream along with us, kids. It's like a video podcast, but not. Well, we'll get it from the man himself with our Trump date this morning, 7:47. But your latest updates when it comes to Iran. First of all, yesterday, President Trump said that the ultimatum for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Later yesterday, or face strikes on its electrical infrastructure and power plants and stuff, postponing it because he says they're having good and productive peace talks with Iran. To which Iran then said, we're not talking to anybody. So nobody knows who's talking to who at that point. But we do know that after he did a little meeting around the Memphis area, Trump took a little road trip himself and he went to Graceland. Yesterday. In fact, he's only the second sitting president to ever visit the home of Elvis. The other one was W. Yeah, how about that? Back
Dude
in 2006. But yeah, as he was tooling around, Trump said, who doesn't love Elvis?
Right.
Everyone loves Elvis, right? Saying he was a big fan. He lamented the fact that he never met Elvis or that Elvis ever met him. But he went around the whole thing, hung out in the jungle room, and he says that his favorite Elvis song is Hurt.
I'm hurt. We're down deep inside of me.
So maybe we'll find out why and a little more than that coming up at 7:47 today.
Yeah, it sounds like he needs to talk. What's going on there? A little therapy.
A lot going on every day.
Oh, so what is Tom Brady's next move? Come to me as the sports director here at Hank FM, and we are handling business. He's not just going to retire and go off into the sunset. No way. But will he go into the ring? Rumors continue to swirl that he may be gearing up for a gig, KB, in the WWE.
Okay.
Now, Tom has been talking lots of trash, saying that he'd get an offensive line to beat up all the wrestlers, and it would just never happen. But that may all be part of the plan. Insiders say negotiations are on the table, and he may make his debut on WrestleMania.
I mean, they've done... Well, heck, Trump himself wrestled Vince McMahon at some point. So, I mean, they can obviously pull it off, but he is certainly not athletic enough.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
To do. Okay.
Yeah. He can't move around in the pocket. He can't go rope to rope.
But he's got a lot of money. I mean, he
what's
buy
his
some
finisher?
Ropes in pockets.
Deflating the title?
I don't know.
Hey! It's like a 15-year-old joke. The real victims in the whole cancellation of The Bachelorette. What about all those bachelor dudes?
Oof.
Yeah.
Brokenhearted.
Some reports, because they filmed the whole thing. I mean, it was over and done with. Somebody won. Ended up with her, and then they just scrapped the whole thing.
Yeah, who is it? I've got questions.
There was video out in L.A. yesterday. They were taking down one of the billboards for ABC promoting it, and it was sad for some people. But yes, as that got scrapped completely, all the Bachelor contestants this year had a quorum yesterday. Actually, they had a meeting with ABC and all that stuff, and they will be evidently told that they're staying on contract for a year, which means you now pretty much have your cast in order for Bachelor in Paradise probably coming up. Now, everybody was there except for, we even know the winner. Doug Mason was your winner. By the way, congratulations, Doug Mason.
Good job.
Won this year's A-plus. Bachelorette with Taylor, Frankie, Paul. I'm guessing they're not together.
Well, I mean, okay, so now did he propose? Where's the ring? What's going on?
I'm guessing no. Well, a source close to the show says, as for the winner, Doug Mason, for his departing contestant prize, looks like he might be your next bachelor. Yeah. Get ready for some more.
I'm hurt.
ABC.
So if this were the other way around, and they had chosen a bachelor with a history of domestic violence, I mean, this would be blowing.
Well, the last Golden Bachelor was talking about ageism and whatnot.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're looking for a moral compass, perhaps we could direct you somewhere else other than maybe The Bachelor or Bachelorette franchise. Yeah, I don't know.
TV. You can always ask Britney Spears.
There you go. Yeah, there's the compass we need. Definitely pointing somewhere.
She's been very quiet since getting popped for that DUI in Southern California, but maybe on the road to sobriety. The Pop-Tart was spotted out and about in a Starbucks, making good choices. No boozy booze. She wore a long brown coat for the occasion, knew that the paparazzi was waiting because she's been doing this as long as she can remember. Officers were on the case when calls started coming in about a BMW 430i on Highway 101 was driving erratically. She goes back to court on May 4th.
Maybe she saw Timberlake's DWI video and maybe saw the error of her ways.
Maybe
through him.
That was it? I don't. There's some things you don't need to emulate.
Do you think that police officer would have known it was Britney Spears because he didn't know it was Timberlake?
He's like 21 years old. Who are you?
Well, the Sheridan universe continues filming around the area. Lioness doing, they closed a bridge down yesterday and all over the place doing their thing. But just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago was the Beth and Rip spinoff there, as they will return, of course, with Dutton Ranch. That wrapped up filming, and now we have a pretty quick release date on the debut of that. And Sheridan says this will be the spiritual successor to, even though all the other spinoffs, to Yellowstone proper. So this will continue that storyline there. But Dutton Ranch will premiere on the streamer Paramount Plus and the Paramount Network. The first two, they're going to drop two episodes May 15th. So, as filming continues on and on, and there's so much filming, we don't even know at times what show it is. Is this a Lioness?
I know.
Is this a Madison? Is this another spinoff that we're not aware of?
All I know is I was stuck at that light for literally like 10 minutes while I was watching the DC Metro cab go around and around and around. Welcome, Taylor.
We need Morgan Freeman to stop. He's part of the cast. He needs to stop by and just narrate us waiting on downtown streets to reopen.
I mean,
yes.
Or tell them how it's done.
But they never did they?
So the newest frenemy is in the food industry. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse versus Chili's. Apparently, Ruth's Chris has a new dress code that prohibits hats. And they want you to go a minimum of business casual. Gym wear, pool attire, tank tops, clothing with offensive graphics or language, revealing clothing, or exposed undergarments, no longer allowed. Chili's got into the game and said the only dress code is that you have to be dressed. Of course, the internet did internet things, saying Chili's is not fine dining. Others say I'd rather go to Chili's. This is just all the
My biggest problem with Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is the name.
Yeah.
What is going on there?
Yeah, what is
whose
it, Chris?
Is it Ruth's? It's possessive. It's Ruth's.
I know.
But who's Chris?
I don't know.
Are they both dressed accordingly for this?
I don't think he's wearing any exposed undergarments.
We are going for birthday dinners tonight to Chili's.
I want my
We will be certainly dressed for the
You got to get the queso platter, because if you go to Chili's without the queso, it's just not, you're not doing life right.
Travis Kelce signed a 3-year, we knew he was coming back for a year to the Chiefs, but signed a 3-year, $54.735 million deal with the Kansas City Chiefs to get him back. Now, it's built as a 1-year contract, but because of salary cap and stuff like that, they're spreading it out a little bit. So it's sports math and things like that. So, yeah, he'll be playing football, or his version of it. And then Apple CEO Tim Cook yesterday, the CEO of Apple, says that people should spend more time outside, not on their phones. It's the head of Apple saying this. Said, quote, I don't want people looking at the smartphone more than they're looking into somebody's eyes, as if they're scrolling endlessly. This is not how you want to spend your day, says the CEO of Apple. Go out and spend it in nature. So they're pretty excited soon this fall to debut the release of the iTree and iGround for your amusement and use.